色即是空，空即是色，受想行识亦复如是。舍利子，是诸法空相，不生不灭，不垢不净，不增不减。是故空中无色，无受想行识，无眼耳鼻舌身意，无色声香味触法，无眼界乃至无意识界，无无明亦无无明尽，乃至无老死亦无老死尽，无苦集灭道，无智亦无得。以无所得故，菩提萨陀以般若波罗蜜多故，心无挂碍。无挂碍故，无有恐怖，远离颠倒梦想，究竟涅槃。三世诸佛依般若波罗蜜多故，得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提。故知般若波罗蜜多是大神咒，是大明咒，是无上咒，是无等等咒，能除一切苦，真实不虚。故说般若波罗蜜多咒，即说咒曰：嘎帝嘎帝帕拉嘎帝帕拉桑嘎帝波帝苏哈。现在呢，我们就来念诵我们现在学的这个法本《功德本颂》。这功德从哪里来的？啊，英文的是在第137面，英文的是这本，好，《Foundation of Good Qualities》，不懂有没有 all？啊，有有有 ，Foundation of all good qualities， 哦，是所有的 good qualities。功德本颂，唯愿加持令我心善见，于诸功德之本恩惠主，无理依止是乃道之根，然后精进恭敬成依止。唯愿加持令我先体悟，一次所得慈善有暇生，难得有益，然后不间断。昼夜升起取其精华心，唯愿加持令我先念此，生命飘摇犹如水泡沫，迅速即为死魔所摧毁，并且确知黑白业诸果，事后跟从犹如影随形，然后令我时时不放逸，众恶中连小罪皆断除，并且成就一切善法具。唯愿加持令我先认清世间圆满诸过众苦门，不可依赖享受不厌足，然后勇猛追求解脱乐。唯愿加持令我善巧用由彼清净心灵所引发正念正知极大不放逸，主修教法根本别解脱。唯愿加持令我先观察诸母有情同我落有海，然后按习殊胜菩提心，复合救度众生之重担。唯愿加持令我先善见，若仅发心去于三种界，不屈修持不能成菩提，然后精进行学佛子律。唯愿加持令我心流中熄灭于诸妄境之调举，并且如理四察真实意，迅速升起止观双运道。唯愿加持令我于公道修成法器，随令顺利入诸圣中最殊胜金刚圣，彼具善缘众生正精度。彼时加持令我真确知所谓清净誓言及律仪，乃是成就二系地之本，宁可不顾生命护守之。于是加持令我先通达须菩精要及二次第心，然后遵照圣者之教诲坚定精修四座瑜伽法。唯愿加持令我诸如是开示贤圣道之善知识，如理修习道理皆长寿，并愿内外障碍尽平息。唯愿世事不离真上师，唯愿随时享有圣正法，并于地道功德圆满后迅速证得金刚识果位。
Okay, so we do short breathing meditation. Okay, so try to focus your mind on the breath.
现在呢，我们同样来做一个简短的共修，把我们的心呢原念于我们的呼吸。
So now, next, so in front of oneself, so now visualize Guru Shakyamuni Buddha.
这样的，把心定下来之后呢，我们观想在我们前方的虚空呢，出现本师释迦牟尼佛像。
So now, going to recite the Shakyamuni Buddha mantra 7 times, so that time visualize the light rays come from Guru Shakyamuni, the enter yourself, then purify it, all our affliction, the cause of this affliction, totally purify it.So visualize that.
接着呢，我们要观想啊，并念诵本师释迦牟尼佛的心咒七次。在念这心咒的时候呢，观想本师释迦牟尼佛放出大光明，这大光明呢进入了我们的身体啊，净化啊，清除了我们的业障，还有业障的因，也就是我们烦恼的因。然后呢，把所有的这些业障和烦恼呢，完完全全清除掉了。他呀，他唵摩呢摩呢，玛哈摩那耶娑。
타야 타 옴 무나에 무네 마하 무나에 소하 타야 타 옴 무네 무네 마하 무나에 소 아야 다 옴 무네 무네 마하 무나예 소하 다야 다 옴 무네 무네 마하 무나예 소 타야 타 옴 무네 무네 마하 무나예 소하 타야 타 옴 무네 무네 마하 무나예
So then feels of joy and happy.
然后呢，我们升起一种乐的觉受。
Okay, then good to dedicate immediately or ever collect merit, so then dedicate merit quickly, become like Shakyamuni. Shakyamuni Buddha, able to liberate all sentient beings from ocean of samsara.
就让我们把这样的所从这样简短的共修所积累的功德呢，做一个回向啊，回向让我们能够成为像本师释迦牟尼佛一样的真的佛的果位，然后呢，能够解脱所有的众生，让他们从轮回的痛苦中完完全全的跳出来。
Okay, so, yeah, one question, ask one. What do you want to ask? Ask one.
Somebody has asked me a question.
Okay.
Okay, 现在我们先做一个问与答，就是一个问题。但这里呢，有一道问题，一个佛友问哦，哎呀，看我能不能翻译。他问的是。轮回是空的，涅槃也是空的，那么空自己本身也是空的，这样到底应该怎样解释KMJ, there's a question for you. You say, samsara is empty, nirvana is also empty, and emptiness itself is also empty. So can you explain this?They are all empty.
All empty.
Yes. No need to explain already. Empty already.
Already empty. Yeah? Okay, so and one easy to understand when you say empty, you know. So whatever exists, you know, everything what exists is dependently exists, you know, dependent on something. So that's why the thing exists, you know. So therefore, it's empty, you know. The one easy way to understand empty mean that because nothing exists independently, you know. Everything exists dependently, you know. So that's the one easy to understand when you say empty, you know.
通常讲空啊，在空并不表示什么都没有了，所以一个很简单的明白什么是空的方法，就是所有任何存在的法，要用这个字法，就是我们的心里所感受到任何存在的东西，我们都叫法。这个法呢，是因缘而升起的，就是它是缘起的。 它是有因缘、有各种条件和合而生起的，所以呢，当我们讲到空的时候呢，就会表示所有的一切的东西啊，我们讲一切的法，它的存在并不是独立自主而存在的，而是依因缘条件合合而生起的，所以它是空的。
So sometimes say empty. Sometimes the word you heard empty. So sometimes you understand nothing, you know. So that's not correct. When you talk about this, nirvana is empty. Samsara is empty. It doesn't mean samsara doesn't exist. Nirvana doesn't exist. Doesn't mean that. You know, nirvana exists dependently. Samsara exists dependently. So therefore, empty of existing independently, you know.
所以有时候你讲到空的时候呢，有些人就认为，呀，空啊，你讲空，就什么都没有了，那什么都没有怎么讲？其实并不是什么都没有，这个空并不表示什么都没有，而是呢，当我们讲涅槃是空的，轮回是空的。 并不表示涅槃不存在，也不表示轮回不存在，而是他们的存在呢，是依因缘而存在的，依因缘而升起的。他们是空无自性的，他们是没有自性自主独立而存在的，所以自主存立的存在的那个东西是空的。
So that's all, you know. Simple is that.
所以就是这就是解释了，完了，你们都开悟了吗？They realize already. <笑>开玩笑。
So here again, you have to understand. You know, so very important to understand, you know, when you say samsara. So don't think other, you know, think your own samsara. The point is that, you know, when you say samsara, think about your own samsara, you know, think about own suffering, you know. So this all our own samsara came from our own mind, you know, not exist from beginning there, not like that, you know. Your mind created that. Your mind made the samsara, you know, talk about your samsara.
所以呢这里我们要讲说轮回是空啊，都针对我们自己来讲，所以这个轮回呢是我们自己的轮回，我们在轮回中不断的受生，然后我们在轮回中所觉受、所感受到、所经历的苦，而这种轮回呢，我们讲的轮回呢。并不是已经自己存在那边，从无始以来就存在那边让我们感受到，而是这个轮回是由我们的心，它是从我们的心的造作，我们的心的造作而升起的。
Okay, so our samsara, the individual, I mean, thinking oneself, you know, my samsara, you know, created by my mind, you know, but we never noticed that.We think our samsara just came there like that, you know. Nothing to do with your mind. You know, independently just happened like that. Never thought about mind created your samsara.
所以呢，当我们讲到轮回啊，轮回啊，轮回是苦啊，什么之类的，我们要想啊，这其实指的是我们自己的轮回，我们在这。在这个世界中啊，不断的、不断的受生啊，是我们自己的轮回。所以呢，这个轮回是由我们的妄心啊，我们的心啊，造作哦，造作烦恼而升起的。所以呢，因为它妄心造作，所以我们才会有了轮回。通常讲轮回的时候，我们都讲：哎呀，这轮回呢，其实和我们的心呢没有什么关系哦。这轮回是自己哦，自己存在在那边的，它有自己独立的个性的。可是呢，我们会觉得，哎，这个轮回跟我们心没有关系。其实呢，这个轮回是由我们这个心啊，这个不正确的心态哦，我们叫妄心哦，它去造作而产生而生出来的东西啊。
So, again.My samsara came from my mind. You know, so this is the important to understand. You know, my samsara came from my mind. You know, then, so here, when you talk about the suffering, as mentioned before, suffering of change, suffering of pervasive compounded,
所以呢，当我们讲到这个轮回，我们要明白，这轮回呢，我的轮回来自我的妄心，我的妄心造就我的轮回。所以这点呢，是我们是非常重要的，我们要把它挂钩，要能够这样的明白哦，明白这个道理。所以呢，就因为我们的妄心的造作呢，所以我们就感受到了苦，我们感受到了坏苦，我们感受到了行苦，我们感受到这是三种不同的苦。
So I mentioned before, so basis on this, our five aggregate, which is propounded, compounded suffering, based on that, then we have all this problem, you know, suffering of change, you know, all the suffering is based on this, you know.
所以呢，这三种苦里面呢，我们是以这个行苦为依据的，就因为行苦的造作呢，它的那个操作，所以呢，我们就升起烦恼。当我们升起烦恼的时候呢，我们就会感受到它的结果，就是我们会感受到苦，我们会感受到坏苦。
So then also, all the physical, now then also, based on this aggregate, so we have the mind, you know, this come together. you know, the, based on this aggregate, your mind is there together. You know, until you have this kind of mind with this aggregate, then there's no end of suffering. Always continually, we suffer, you know, what matter we do.
所以呢，因为这样的整个这样的辛苦呢，所以我们带来，我们会感受到我们生理上的痛苦啦，心理上的痛苦啦，尤其是我们这个身体，或者我们讲这个运，我们的身，我们这个组合呢，是一个运呢，五运的组合。所以依于这样的运呢，我们的心呢，就是这个运有色受想行识嘛，那心和身体这五运集合，它在一起的时候呢，我们呢。我们呢，就因为我们的妄心而造就这样的五蕴身的话，我们就会感受到痛苦，而且不断持续的感受痛苦。因为这个蕴身呢，是由我们这个妄心造作而升起的，所以呢，不论我们做什么，我们都会感受到它的结果都是苦的。So
is, I mean, we have to understand just having this body and this mind is the problem, you know.
Source of the problem, you know.
So, I mean, all this like aging, sickness, death, rebirth, you know. All this happened because of having this, what called this,
appropriated aggregates. Contaminated appropriate aggregates.
Appropriate aggregate. Okay, anyway, yeah.
所以呢, 因为有了这样的身体，还有这样的心呢，这个妄心的，我们就会经历老啊，然后生病，然后死亡，死亡过后呢，就不是一了百了了，还有再受生啊，下一生，然后再重复啊，老啊，病啊，死。为什么呢？这些东西一直不断的发生哦，不断的发生，是因为呢，我们拥有这样的运身，我们叫五运身啊，其实有个翻译更好，叫坏聚运。
对，聚，然后又会变坏的。 What? Compound? What?
Compound, contaminated, appropriate, appropriate aggregates. Contaminated, appropriate, compounded aggregates. Contaminated, appropriate, compounded aggregates.
Appropriate or inappropriate?
Appropriated. Appropriated. Contaminated, appropriated, compounded aggregates.
What?
A mouthful to pronounce.
What? Contaminated, appropriate.
Chinese only three words. Chinese only three words.
Tibetan is long. Tibetan is sakse, nyelengi, pongbo, long.
Chinese tree words only 坏聚运会变坏的合在一起的，它是运来的。
I don't know how, what the English that give meaning. I don't know or any meaning there when you word the English word.
Chinese easier 了 very short.
Contaminated.
Appropriated.
Appropriate. Okay, that's good.
Transitory collection.
So idea is that, you know, this the five aggregate. It is, we call that, you know, in our five aggregate, what we have now, that is the contaminated, unappropriate aggregate, you know.
So, 那五蕴指的是色受想行识五蕴的色蕴受蕴想蕴行蕴识蕴，所以这个是由这五个五种啊五大聚合在一起的，所以呢它是如果要字面个解释，它是有染的，有染的在表示它会升起烦恼，因为它是和合的，所以它就叫坏聚蕴了。
So here, so with our aggregate, what we have now, you know. So this has many cause, you know. Like, I don't know, I don't know what to say this one. No. So, anyway, so these five aggregates, you know, I mean the physical, the bone, flesh, of course, is come from the parent, you know.
我们现在所拥有这个五蕴身啊，就色蕴，色蕴指的是我们这个身体啊，有爱的，那东西不能穿过的，这个叫色蕴。这个身体，我们这个肉身啊，这个是色蕴啊，这是来自我们的父母。
So then, there's, you know, like, then I get to look deeply, of course, this five aggregate come from karma and delusion, you know, come from the karma, you know.
然后这个五蕴生出这个肉身呢，还有心识对吗？还有那个心方面的那个蕴呢，所以呢，这样的一个组合呢，是来自我们过去所造作的业及烦恼。
So that's the main cause is that the karma. What kind of body? What kind of aggregate we get? So the main cause is about the karma. You know, karma is the one who decide.You know, what kind of body to get, you know.
从过去世人所造作的业呢，就决定我们这一生呢所拥有的个色蕴，这个蕴身到底是怎么样的一个蕴身。
So again, then, this karma, how does karma create it? How does karma happen? Because of the delusion, such as attachment. Because of the attachment, the karma is created. When karma created,Then you get this result, you know.
像这个业，我们讲哦，过去所造作业成就我这一生啊，那所以我这一生怎么是看我过去所造作的业？这个业是从哪里来的？是从你造作的。业的造作是由烦恼升起的。我们的妄心啊，造作烦恼，比如说我们有贪执啦，像贪执呢就会造业，造业了之后呢，他将来就会受果报。
So like that, so. So like that, so you have to understand that, you know, this aggregate come from your karma. Karma came from delusion, you know. So, this five aggregate just happen with nothing, you know, not like that, you know, suddenly just appear like that, not like that. You know, you have many different causes to produce this five aggregate.
所以呢这一点是我们需要明白的，我们所得到的这个坏聚蕴的蕴身是由过去是我们所造作的业而来的，而过去呢我们造作的业呢是因为烦恼无明烦恼而升起的，所以呢我们这个五蕴身得到这个五蕴身并不是从空啊什么东西都没有突然爆出来的，而不是这样生出来的、哦、它是有它的因缘条件的，它是有各种各样因缘条件呢，它全部聚合在一起，那就升起啊，这个五蕴生。
So like that, so karma is, you know, created by the attachment. Then again, look, you know, how the attachment arises, you know. So that's the one thing to meditate in, how the attachment arises.
所以我们讲，哎，这个是，我们这个身呢、啊、是由过去式的业造成的。所以呢，每个业是由烦恼升起的。比如说了，其中一种烦恼就是贪了、啊，有个贪念，那贪念就很执着的贪念，所以贪念呢，哎，就会造作，因为造作业了。然后这个贪念到底是怎么样？它是怎么升起的？我们的贪念是怎样来的哦？它有没有个过程呢、啊？所以这是我们需要去自己去思考、分析啊，思维修，坐下去想、去分析的。
So then, when you look deeply, you know how the attachment arises in the mind. Then again, it's so much related with the eye, you know.
所以我们可以去详细的、深入的去分析啊，坐下去看。哎，我们有这个贪念，这个贪执升起的。这贪执从哪里升起呢？是外面、里面。哎，你想，哎，这贪执是由我们的心升起的啦，是由从内心升起的贪执、贪念跟执着。这么这个心，这个贪执的心为什么会升起呢？它其实是和我这个观念的这个我有关的，这个我的观念有关。
So again, relate with the I, because not really understanding the I, you know, not really understand about the I, you know. So because of that, always wrong believing on the I, you know. So because of that, then pretty much, you know, depend on that, all kind of attachment arise in our mind.
像这个贪念是由我们的心呢、啊、升起的，像这个心的升起是因为和这个我的这个观念呢、啊、有关系的。像我们就是因为我们去进步去分析，是因为我们不了解，真的不了解这个我到底是怎么样出现，它是怎么样存在的，以一种什么方式存在。所以呢，我们就因为不了解这我是怎样存在的，所以我们就依靠这样的观念，这种我的观念的，这样呢，我们就升起了一个我的执着。
So here maybe the object, how beautiful it is, you know. But before you have, and I don't know.Same object in the shop. You know, you go and look. It's beautiful. You like it so much. That's the one thing. Then after you buy the object, same object, after you buy, you pay the money, you know, label this my, you know, when you pay money, then become your, you know, my, like, before that.You know. So after that, you have deeper attachment there for the object because you relate it with yourself. My thing, you know, because of that, attachment is stronger than the people. But same object, you know.
所以呢，我们可以进一步去分析这个我它的存在方式，从心里的是怎么样一种方式存在的。尤其是我和对外境外缘呢，它是怎么样的一种关系。比如说我们看到很漂亮、很可悦意的外境或外缘的时候，我们是怎么样？这个我是怎样操作的？它是怎样生存的？比如说我们来到一间商店。我们商店，在商店里面呢，有各种物品，然后我们看中了一样物品，我们觉得哇，这件东西真的是太漂亮了，哦，这样一想，哇，太漂亮了，心里喜欢的不得了，这个我升起了，这个我对方喜欢不来，买买买 ，OK， 就把它买下来，付钱就买下来，买回家了，对吗？因为要吗？很漂亮吗？买回家吗？这样呢？ 你一付了钱了，买了过后，哇，你想啊，这样东西，这是我的啊，你施舍这个东西，现在不是一样东西，不是生命物品，这我的东西了。所以呢，你的那个执着啊，这个执着心又加重了。之前呢是摆在那边呢，是商店的，现在是不同的，是我的嘞，是我的。所以你的那个执着我执又加重了。
You know, so understand that same object, you know, that's different, you know. Once you relate it with my, you know, attachment is stronger, you know.
So, 呢同样是同样的物品啊，同样的外境或者外缘啊，哦，佛教没有讲外境，外面东西什么东西叫外境外缘啊，同样的外缘呢？经过这一轮呢、啊，这一轮呢、啊，转了一圈轮哦、啊，变成你的之后，那经过你的心呢、啊，你的心的造作，像你的我执啊，你的我加强的物品的那个我执又加重了，所以这个是你的心呢、啊，你的妄心在那边呢、啊、变把戏啊。
So like the same thing, not so when you attach. to anyone or anything when you attach. Also same thing. So much related with the eye, you know. So something, when you attach, something you look beautiful, you see, you know. Then you attach. You look deeply, the main reason is, oh, this beautiful appear to me. You know, me is there. You know. So related with that,Beautiful appear to me, in my mind, you know, to me, like that. That's why you attach. You know, there's no attachment because, oh, this object appear beautiful to this person, that's why I'm attached. You know, it doesn't work that way, you know. You look deeply, why you attach? Because beautiful object appear to me. That's the reason, you know. You look deeply, you know,Oh, this appear beautiful other person, you know, that's why I'm attached. That's unlikely, you know.
所以我们这个贪的妄心啊，都是根据附攀附这个外缘外境而升起的。所以呢，任何的烦恼啊，任何的这种贪执，都是和这个我有关系的。哦，比如说我们看到一个很漂亮的东西，很好看的东西，我们看，然后又再看啊、哦，因为觉得很漂亮嘛，对吗？所以会多看几眼。所以呢，这因为它很漂亮，是因为觉得哈、哦，这个对我来讲，这个我心里这个我执来讲，我来讲，哇、哦，它的显现是非常漂亮、可愉悦的，哦。他并不是说自己在那边哦，在那边哦，他本来啊那个外缘那个物品本来就是很漂亮，和你的心没有关系，从来都不会这样的。哦，当你看到你觉得漂亮，其实是和你这个我的心呢、啊，这个我的妄心呢、啊、有关系的。所以你看到外缘很漂亮，这个妄心升起去执着它，这是我们深一层要分析的，并不是那个东西本来就很漂亮的，并不是这样的。它漂亮或不漂亮，是因为你的妄心去执着它而升起的。
So this is need to meditate. So like that. So anything, object, beautiful object, appear, or any beautiful object, you are attached. You know, that beautiful object is your mind made. You know, come from your mind.You know, not exist from the object itself. You know, beautiful object is your mind made. You know.
So, 呢，这一点是我们需要进一步去思维修的。跟我们看到一个可越狱的外境啊，你看佛书他讲可越狱的外境啊，我比较粗鲁讲啊，看到一个很美丽的东西了啊。啊，所以你看到一个很美丽的东西哦，你的心里会升起一个贪的执着。这贪的执着是你这个我的观念有关系，你我心呢觉得它很漂亮，就执着它。所以这是由妄心呢，这个心就叫妄心。 这个妄心的造作而升起的，并不是外境而有自己美丽独特的个性，它没有。
But that's the important part to understand. You know, your mind made beautiful object. You know, not the object from its own size beautiful, not like that. Your mind made object beautiful. A beautiful object appeared to your mind, that's your mind made. You know?
所以呢，这一点是非常重要的。这个所谓的美是由我们的妄心造作的，并不是因为那个外境啊有美的自信，它自己方面就存在这个美的东西。
So therefore, the beautiful object is empty, you know, because your mind made doesn't exist from the object itself. You know, your mind made it. You know, therefore, beautiful object is empty. You know, doesn't exist from its own side.You know, empty means this empty of existing from his own side, you know.
所以呢，这个美的外境呢，我们讲它是空的。这个美呢是空无自性的。这个美呢是由我们的心的造作而升起的，而施舍这个美的名号。所以这个美呢，这个外境并没有自方存在的美，它并没有独立自主存在的美。
So therefore, so here so again, you know, doesn't exist from the object itself. You know, the beauty doesn't exist. So, if that's the case, exists from its own sight. If the beauty exists from its own sight, then, you know, nothing to do with individual mind exists from own sight, then, when we all look one object, then we all must see same thing.You know, because that doesn't depend on your mind. It's from the object. That means everybody look at the object, everybody must see same beauty, you know.
所以呢，并没有所谓的自方存在的美。好，因为如果那个美的东西呢是自方有的，它是自己有自己独立存在的美的条件的话，就表示它是有自性的了，就是自性的美。如果这个美是有自性的话，它不是自性空，它有自性美的话，这样呢，我们每一个人看到这样东西呢，每一个人都觉得它应该是美的，无论任何人看呢，因为它是有自性美，自性独立存在的美，所以无论任何人看到它，都会觉得它是美的。它是不需要依靠任何其他人的心造作的。所以，如果一个东西它是有自性的话，它是自性有，它是自方有的话，好，所有的人看到，所有的人都会讲是美的。
So this is the something, but we don't understand that, you know. So we always see beauty, we see like that, then immediately we don't have this understanding, you know, immediately beauty is over there, you know, nothing to do with your mind, you know. Over there like that, you know, inherently there like that.
可是这一点呢，我们通常都明白，都不明白啊。所以看到他说：“哦，这个东西很美啊、哦！”这样我们就马上，我们的心呢就马上就忘了嘞。我们可能在这里分析讲：“哦，对对对。”然后看到一样东西美，哦，你忘掉了。讲你觉得这个美呢是外境它自己自主存在，它有自主存在美，它是自信有的美，它本来就是美的啦哈、哦。我们会这样觉得。
So we see that, we believe that, you know, only see is not the big problem, but believing is the biggest problem, you know. Just see is okay. This is a problem, but not the biggest problem. You know, then believing on it, that's the real problem, which creates the karma, you know.
所以当我们看到这个美的东西啊，我们的心照着讲的美，看到说在我们心里深深的相信它外境的这方面它有自信的美，自信自主存在的美。但你看到这个东西美的话，问题不大了齁，可能有问题了，可是问题没有那么大。 可是呢，你的心啊，在下一秒，你深深的相信啊，它有自主存在的美，它有自信的美的话，这就有大问题了。为什么呢？因为啊，你的心会造业了。
So only appearance, you know, only appearance like beauty appearance, only that doesn't have that power to create karma.But only appearance, then grasping on that, oh, this is true, believing 100% on that. So this is the really which create the karma, you know.
为什么这么说呢？若美显现对你的心美，它显现美的话，只是一个显现，就是没有造业的，你不会造业的。可是当你的心呢，你的这个妄心呢，深深的相信它是自方存在的美的话，它有自信的美的话，这样你的心会起一种执着，100%相信它是自方美，这样的执着心升起的话呢，你就会造业了。
So this is something, you know, have to understand, you know. So because of that, we don't understand that beauty is under object.You know, doesn't come from your mind. You know, we don't understand that. In reality, of course, it's come from your mind. You know, but we don't understand that. You know, coming from the object. You know, so that means we don't understand emptiness of the beauty. So because of that, you know, believe on the object.
所以呢，我们这一点是我们真的要去串习啊，然后升起一个确切的明白这样的道理。就是当我们看到一样东西的时候呢，我们通常都以为啊，这个东西是美的，这个美呢是这个外境独有的、独立存在。因为其实呢，真相呢并不是这样的，这个美呢是因为我们的心呢造作。它在这个外境上施舍而来的，并不是我们心相信这个美啊，就是外境自己有的，它本来就有的，并不是这样的，它并没有这个自方有的美，所以我们要不断的去串习分析，
So that what because of that, then we just run after the object.You know, because this our what we see, what we believe. You know, that's where we, if we get the object, you think that's all, you know. Then that's we try to engage, try to get the object, one after another, you know.
所以因为呢，我们相信呢，这些外境啊，它都有自信，它都是有自信，就是可以自己独立存在，又自方有的。所以呢，当我们看到这个美的外境的时候呢，我们相信它是有这样的美的自方有。所以呢，我们就会去想要拥有，所以我们就尽我能力呢去得到这样东西，我们就去不断的去攀援，去追逐这样的外境，因为我们看到。这个美，我们相信它是四方有的，自信有的，所以呢，我们相信呢，这个外境是外境独有的，所以我们必须我们自己没有，所以我们必须去追去拥有这样的东西，所以我们不断的追求一个外缘到另外一个外缘呢，从一样东西追求就追追追追追到另外一个东西就追追追，从来都没有停过。
So like that, so that's so but.You know, once you get object, of course, after a while we understand, there's no satisfaction, you know, no everlasting giving pleasure. Any kind of object you get, there's no everlasting giving pleasure in your mind, you know.
所以呢，当我们在追求这个外境的时候啊，我们得到的时候，我们可能就觉得很满足。可是过了一段时间过后呢，你这样的满足感呢，就慢慢的减少，最后消失不见了。所以呢，你的心呢，你个妄心啊，在追逐这些东西的时候，你发现呢，它并不能带给你长久不变的快乐。
You know, so we understand a little bit there, you know, no, it's not true like this. Little bit understand, again you forget, immediately forget, then see another object. You know? Same thing, you know, one after another. You know, then again we see same kind of story. You know, see, appear, believe, try to get that. You know, then one after another. That is our life. You know, so therefore, I mean, we run after that, day and night. You know, so how to free from samsara is not easy.
所以我们明白这一点是非常重要的。可能我们这样分析讲讲，大家有一点，我们都有一点了解哦，原来不是这样的。可是呢，我很快又忘记了。当我们看到一样美的东西出来，啊，这是美的了啊！注意啊，注意啊，注意注意，那得到，那得到了就很开心。过后呢，满足感就消失了啊，又把它丢掉。看到另外，哦，注意啊，注意注意，我们又忘记了，对吗？我们很容易就忘记的哈。所以呢，那东西呢，外缘出现的时候啊，看到啊，我们相信，哎呀，它是自方有，自心有的，它全部都是那都外境有，不是我的心。追呀、啊、追呀、啊，就会得到，才会满足啊，不是我们的心嘛。所以呢，我们就这样重复、重复、重复、重复，叮咚、叮咚、叮咚，嗯，英文呢、啊，英文我们讲叮咚、叮咚哈。我觉得有时候好像小叮咚这样，这是我们的日子就这样过，所以我们的每一天哦，就这样一天一天就这样过。一样东西出来，我们觉得好去追，追了不满足一下追那样的东西，所以呢，这就是我们的轮回了。我们讲的轮回就是样子了。如果我们是这样的话，我们怎么有可能从轮回中解脱呢？
So because of that, not understanding.You know, coming from your mind. So then, therefore, we never think about changing our mind. Because we don't understand. You know, we believe different way. Never thought coming from your mind. You know, so therefore, we never think to change how we think. Never think about changing our mind.
所以呢，我们跳不出轮回呢，是因为我们不明白啊，我们不明白，当我们的这东西啊，我们的五官看到接触到世界的时候，我们不明白，我们看到这一切呢，是由我们的心呢造作而来的。所以我们没有想到呢，我们只想要向外境追，我们想到，诶，其实呢，我们要调伏的是我们内心，我们这个妄心啊，我们妄心，我们去调伏它。所以因为我们从来没有这样去逆向思维啊，逆向思维，所以我们从来没有想过，诶，其实呢，我们需要改变啊，需要驯服，去调伏我们这个心啊。
So, once you understand, you know, any object, the beautiful object, you know, if you understand, this came from my mind. You know, when you really understand that, you know, not an object, but it's from my mind. If you really understand that, then it's very, very easy to change. No need to run after the object. Just change your thought. You know, just changing your mind.Then you don't need the object. You know, whether it doesn't so much depend on object, when you change your mind, you know, you don't need the object. You can be very, very peaceful, you know. You don't need to run after 100 objects, you know. Even one object, you don't get your peace, you know. If you change, you understand, you change your thinking, you know, very simple, you know.
Very simple, yeah. 所以呢，我们真的需要完完全全去明白，在我们看到那些可悦意的外境的时候，这可悦意的那种觉受、那种感觉是来自我们的内心的，是由我们这个妄心去施舍这个悦意、这个美的。这东西啊，在这个外境上面，这个美呢，并不是由外境自己本身独有、独立存在，或者有自信存在的，而是由我们的心呢去造作的。所以我们要做的就是转换我们的心念 我们要马上当下认识而转换我们的信念。如果我们能够有这样的认知的话呢，我们就不需要依靠外境来给我们得到满足，我们就不需要依靠外境了。因为呢，我们只需要驯服我们的心呢，调服我们的心呢，我们就可以感到很平和。所以我们就不需要一直追逐外缘，去追逐一百样外缘了。所以这是非常简单的。
So like that, you know, that's what we believe, you know, so everything, you know, all the happiness coming from outside, that we believe, you know. Happiness coming from outside, you know. For that, we run the object. But in reality, of course, even if you have whole universe is owned by you, you know, for example, all universe belong to you, even that, you won't be happy.
所以呢，如果呢，我们一直相信哦，我们的快乐呢是由外境外缘给我们带来的，这样呢，我们就会不断的去追逐这个外缘，去攀附这个外缘，因为我们觉得这个外境呢能够带给我们真正的快乐。如果你是这样想的话，就算你拥有了整个宇宙，这整个宇宙都属于你，你也不会感到快乐。
So think about that, you know, if you own whole universe or you own all Singapore to yourself, you know, you think about whether you'll be happy or you'll be suffering, you know.
Suffering, lah.
Yeah.
Take care of oneself is very difficult, not take care of whole Singapore, no.
if it belong to you, what do you think? Suffering or more happy or more suffering, you know?
Suffering. 所以你想象哦，你可以自己去想象哦，如果你拥有整个宇宙，你会得到快乐吗？或者不要讲整个宇宙了，好像扯得太远了，然后整个宇宙，整个新加坡给你了，你拥有整个新加坡，诶，你觉得你会感到快乐吗？还是你会感到痛苦啊？麻烦了，管自己都管不好了，要管整个新加坡。
What do you think? Happy or more suffering? Suffering? Oh. 嗯。But we don't understand that. We don't think. Really, we don't think suffering. We think it's pleasure.
你们说谎了，你们说谎
了。What? Hello? Why got suffering then? You own all the supermarket to you. What? Suffering? No.
No place to throw away all the things after you got all at home.
Any car you want to drive, you know, you want any bag, every day one bag, you know. Every day different car, every day go to different house. Not happy? Tired? Wow.
You have to clean the car, clean the house, or every day you have to clean so many houses. What's the way?
You have 10 mates in one house, why would it? Of course, you have so much money in Singapore, so you are owned by Singapore, everything you can hire 100 mates, no problem. So no suffering, isn't it? Why more suffering? No problem.
我要翻译一下了，要不然等下其他人不明白。OK， 好，所以呢，这点其实我们真的不是很明白的了。就我们通常呢，我们觉得呢，如果我们拥有了外缘啊、外境在切入，我们会得到快乐，所以就 这样就问了，如果你拥有新加坡，你快乐吗？这样很多人讲，不快乐了。可是哦，听我就讲，我们其实并不是这样想的。所以呢，这样牧师又讲，如果我们有整个购物中心的整个商场是我们的，这样我们就可以要什么有什么就从商场拿咯。这样可是还是有人讲，其实也是很痛苦的，这很痛苦的。这样 Kim 就讲，如果你有很多辆车啦，你一天就驾一辆车啦，然后你去不同的屋子住啦，今天住这一间，明天住另外一间，很多屋子啦。这样有人就讲，其实很累啦，因为还要整天清理你的汽车啦，打扫你的不同的屋子啦，会很累的。像 Kim 就讲，你很有钱吗？这样你可以聘请很多女佣吗？就打扫啦，你有十间屋子就聘请十个女佣打扫十间屋子啦，这么解决了吗？这样有人就讲，女佣其实也会给你头痛的啦。
啊，说到 suffering 啊，你中文啊？可是就是，
所以你们每次快乐还是痛苦了？要诚实啊，不要说谎。你们要诚实啊。那听我这刚才讲了 ，I don't think so 了。
So again here, so I mean nothing wrong, you know. I mean, of course.If you own whole Singapore, the object is not the issue again. Yeah, the point is, you can own whole Singapore doesn't mean you will be so much suffering, not necessary. Depend what kind of mind state you have, you know.
其实呢，拥有整个新加坡，拥有其他任何东西呢，会带来苦的感觉或苦受或者是乐受呢，其实是看你拥有怎么样的心。
So problem is that, of course, you know, like sense of belong to me, then attach on that. So that become the problem. You know, just having this whole Singapore belong to you, this not the problem. But believing belong to me, then so much attached to that.So that become the problem, you know.
所以其实这些外境啊，无论你拥有多少，都不是真正的问题，而是你的心啊，依附在这些你所拥有的东西，就深深的相信，这就是我所有的，有这种我所有那种痴，这才是问题。
So what I'm saying is that having so many things, you know, even all Singapore owned by you, it doesn't mean it gives you happiness, you know. So it pretty much depends on your mind, you know. You see some people, I mean, there's so much wealth, possession owned by them, but their life is so miserable, you know. Some like become like prison, you know, themselves.You know, there's no freedom, you know, even going outside is scared, you know.
所以呢，我们所拥有的东西呢，到底会不会给我们快乐呢？就看我们的心呢、我们的心念而定。像有些人呢，他拥有很多的财富啊，大富翁。这些大富翁呢，反而活得很苦，好像在坐监牢一样。真的，他们活着好像在坐监牢啊！为什么呢？因为他们很怕出门啊，他们去到外面哦，他们会很害怕。啊，对呀、对呀，所以他们反而没有我们自在了。你看
，So like that. So is I mean, what I'm saying is, just object itself doesn't bring you happiness. You know.Instead of giving so much suffering, you know. So that you can see very clearly. Then of course you look at some of the meditators, you know, who live in mountains. Go in their cave, there's nothing, you know, one bowl, some food there, you know, some pot, you know, one blanket, that's it, you know. Nothing much. But that very, very happy. The man is very, very happy, you know, compared to the people, those who have so much luxury, you know. But they're still not happy, you know, compared to these two, you know. So what I'm saying is, having so many things is not the point. You know, deepen your mind. Mind is very simple, contentment, no attachment, no anger, you know. So then, basically, you are so happy, you know.
So, we have to say that 所以他们只是生活在山洞里面了，那你看他们所拥有的东西可能只是一个碗，然后一点食物，一个锅，一张被，就没有了，什么东西都没有。可是你看到他们，他们是非常非常的快乐的，他们内心是很快乐的。这样对比一下，那些拥有很多物质享受生活很豪华的人，他们拥有这么多东西，可是呢，他们却一点都不快乐。 所以外在所拥有的东西呢，并不是决定一个人快乐的主要的原因了。你可能你拥有的并不多，可是呢，如果你没有这个贪念，你没有这个嗔念的话，然后呢，你少欲知足的话，你其实呢是可以活得很快乐的。
So that's the point. You know, not so much an object. How much you have or not, you know, pretty much depend on the mind. You know, that makes big difference.
所以呢，快乐呢，并不是我们所拥有的外面的东西，我拥有的东西，我拥有的外境给予我们的。
So like that, you know, this meditator who live in the cave, there's so much freedom, you know, there's no worry. No peers, peer, no worry. No, they can go anywhere. So much freedom, you know. Even they don't lock the door. Okay. No worry.
The cave has no door.
Have love.
Okay, Kimo
never went to cave, you don't know.
Huh? Kimo has no cave.
I believe cave with the door, no worry.
Okay. 所以呢，你看到那些坐山的修行者，他们在深山里面，然后住在山洞里面修行，他们是很自由的。 自由，怎样自由呢？他们是没有恐惧的，所以他们是可以自由自在的来去的，他们可以去什么地方都很自由的，他们甚至呢也不用关门，这个山呢，山洞，他们住在山洞里面，他们山洞他们有修门，所以他们出门的时候也可以关门的。So
when you have less attachment. You know, so you can be more happy. You know, when there's so much attachment, then how much you have is a problem. You know, more you have, more problem. You know.
所以，当我们的贪执减少的时候呢，我们快乐就会增多。所以，少一点贪执就会多一点快乐。所以，有时候呢，可能我们拥有的更多，我们的烦恼就更多。
So that's, I mean, that's one story Rinpoche tell before, you know, that's one of his teacher who meditate in the cave, in Dharamsala there. So, then, normally the meditator, they don't have much in the cave, you know. So I think he have one clock. in the cave like that. Then I don't know, one day we went somewhere, then some thief or they came to his cave, you know that. Then somehow nothing to take in the cave except the clock, you know. That's, then other thing not useful for him. I think clock, that's the only one value, most value in the cave. So the thief took that, you know.
就是这里有一个小故事，这种就要讲的，他好像已经讲过了，就是在这个达怎么讲达伦萨拉达伦萨拉达伦萨拉这个地方，就尊着达赖喇嘛住的一个地方哦，就有一个那边有很多山啊，就其中有个山洞，那修行者就在山洞里面坐山。这样呢，这个修行者呢，山洞里面的修行者，他通常很少东西啊，他没有什么财富，他只有用一块布啊，一块布就可能是坐禅啊，修行的时候用的那块布。这样一天他就出门了，刚刚出门的时候呢，这样黑了。正黑，那小偷就来光顾了他的山洞，他坐的那个山洞。那看来到山洞，看，哎，这个东西什么都没有了，空空的洞。哎呀，这个人很穷的，对吗？就哎，借一块布，这个布是最值钱的。那小偷就把这块布偷走了。Clock, not cloth, cloth or clock？ 啊，时钟，对不起，我的耳朵有问题啊，就什么都没有，只有一个时钟 ，big or small。有一个时钟啊，不懂是怎么样的时钟。
What? Must be small, cannot be big one.
他就有一个小的、很小的时钟了。
小大师兄啊。Okay, the small, I don't know how big, but. So anyway, I think must be this size in the cave. So then, Tip took that. Then after this meditator came back to cave, then he came inside, then the clock was missing. So then I remember she said the meditator was so happy, you know, when you come back, he lost the clock. So he's so happy, you know.Instead of getting worried and upset, he's so happy, you know.
像呢，这个坐山的修行者呢，当然回来了。他回到这山洞的时候，哎，看到这个钟，哎，不见了，哇！他呢就看到钟不见了，哇，心里甚至很快乐的觉受，他多么高兴啊！他不是感到难过了，伤心难过，他觉得很开心。
So because he thought, you know, he thought, oh, somebody who really wanted the watch, you know, no clock. Maybe this thief really want the clock, you know. So he was so happy, the person, what you want, he got it, you know. So he was so happy, he feel happy, you know, like that.
他心里这样想啊，有人真正需要这个钟，而他得到了，哇！我这个娃是我加进去的。
Okay. Finish.
Yeah.
Ah, you didn't make loud noise.
Wow. 哈哈哈！
So like that. So. Pretty much, you know, you look like that, pretty much what kind of mindset you have, you know. If you have attachment, you never think of other, only thinking yourself. Then you lost this thing, what kind of emotion you have there, you know. So much emotion in the mind, you know. I mean, you cherish that, you know, value that, you know.How much attachment you have on that. Very different. You have so much attachment on that object, something happened to object, wow, you know, your mind is totally disturbed, you know. So much disturbed, you know, just by the object. If you are too too much attached on the object.
所以呢，从这个例子我们可以看出呢，我们所拥有的心态呢，是非常重要的。如果我们有非常贪执的心理的话呢，我们通常都会只想到我自己。所以呢，当你失去一样东西的时候呢，就我失去了这样我所有的东西的时候，你就有很多很多的烦恼，很多的情绪就会升起。因为你失去的东西呢，是你这个我非常非常贪执的，非常珍惜的。所以呢，你贪执的这个外境的东西啊，你失去的时候，你就会感到非常非常的伤心。
So like that, so depend on attachment, how much attachment on the object, how great or less, you know, you have attachment object, so that must make different. You don't have much attachment particular object, then this object disappears, doesn't bother that much. When a strong attachment object disappears, something happened to object, you know, mind is so much, you know, disturbed, you know.
所以呢，如果我们对外境啊，对我们所拥有的这些身外物啊，有一个很强的执着的心理的话呢，当这种东西啊不见的话，我们的心呢就会受到很大的打击，那心呢就很不平和。可是当我们没有这种贪执的心理的话呢，我们的心呢就会感到很平和。所以我们的心对外境的执着决定于我们心是否感到快乐。
So like that. So until we have attachment. So that's always, you know, aging, sickness, death, rebirth will happen. You know.
所以呢，只要我们的贪执这样的烦恼没有断掉的话，我们没有断掉这个贪执的烦恼的话，我们呢就会一直不断的老去，然后生病，然后死掉，然后再受生，然后再重复。
So now, so this, you know, so attachment also very much related with the eye. You know, as I mentioned before, is.So much related with the eye. You know, because of that, then the attachment is arises.
所以那个贪执呢和我执的这种观念呢是分不开的。因为执着有一个这样的我，这个我，这种自信存在的我存在，所以我们这个贪念呢就会生气了。
So therefore, need to understand of the selflessness, you know.
所以我们必须明白什么叫无我。
So like that. So therefore, I mean, all the, like, even the non-Buddhists, you know, then even among the Buddhists, there's many different.Believer within the Buddhist, what is really self, you know. Lot of discussion, even the non-Buddhist, you know.
所以对于这个我呢，无论是外道或是内道，这样讲外道就是非佛教徒了，内道就是佛教徒，就佛教徒有不同的派别嘛，不同的传承。所以我们对于这个我，什么是我呢？我们都有很多不同的意见啊。
So like that. So now, very big question, you know, whether we can stop our rebirth, whether we can stop death, you know, whether we can stop sickness, whether we can stop aging, whether that's possible or not. You know, that what we have, that any possibility or not. You know.
所以呢，我们究竟能不能够阻止生老病死，可 可以吗？这是可以吗？这是他们讨论或外道内道都讨论的一个大问题。
Yeah, what do you think? Able to stop that? Able to stop birth? Possible?
所以我们能不能阻止生老病死的发生，可以吗？这样 Kim 就问了。这样有佛就讲，当我们成佛的时候就可以了，
可以吗？
可以吗？但母亲就讲，他没有信心的。
母亲 no confidence，
母亲 no confidence， the rest no answer。
So like that, this is something we all need to meditate. And this is the problem, you know, aging, death, sickness, rebirth is problem. Whether that's possible, you know. Or free from this, you know.
所以呢，这是我们必须要去做的功课。就究竟呢，能不能阻止生老病死的发生，所以我们能够从生老病死这样的东西啊，这样的轮回当中解脱出来，有可能吗？有 ，She said yes, possible.、
Who said?
She said yes. She know the way.
How possible?
怎么样呢？怎么可能呢？
How it is possible?、
Yeah. How it is possible to break from the
stop the
to stop the
death?
Death. As long as we stop coming back as a human being.
Huh?
As long as we get out of the samsara cycle.
Same question. You know,、
yeah.
same question.
So we just practice accordingly. Maybe it might take many lives before we can actually get out of it eventually.
We can stop the death?
We can stop it.
Death, you can stop?
Death?、
How?
Practice.
How? how?
Practice according to what the Guru tells us. Guru devotion.
How? Yeah. People ask like that. How?
I will ask my guru.
Not easy, no.
How? 现在就简短的翻译，就是这一问一答，就是怎么可能我们可以从这个生老病死这样的轮回中解脱吗？这样呢，这佛伟就回答了：我们是可以，只要我们不要再投生回来啊，成为人就可以了，或者就是我们断了这个轮回啊。这样断了轮回，这样他讲，可能呢，我们需要很多很多生才有办法能够断这个轮回了，这样。像建文君就进一步问，像我们可以断掉生死吗？就断掉死吗？像没有生就没有死了吗？可以断掉生死吗？他这样他就回答，如果我们根据我们的老师的教导去修的话，就有可能。这样究竟怎么样呢？他讲，我就问我的老师。不要造业哈，不要造业。Another solution, she said, if we don't create karma, then we'll stop the rebirth. Then you don't get born, then you won't die. You stop the karma. 那这样怎么样呢？怎么样？因为你造业是因为你的贪嗔痴啊，的贪啊，这样贪啊，这样你怎样把这个贪断掉？I will stop attachment. 天文去问，你想断掉这个贪？You say no attachment to this. You just let go. He said, how to stop attachment? She said, just let go. Let it go, let it go. don't have this self-cherishing thought. So you give away this self-cherishing thought, then you're okay. 你要给谁啊?
Okay. Oh, talking what?
Battery not enough.
My battery is running out.
Yeah. she said that if you let go the self-cherishing thoughts, then you won't create karma.
What? Good answer, huh?
很好
Auntie,
你们听 Auntie 在翻她的纸 Auntie refers to her notes. Checking her notes. Very good student.
Okay, so so therefore, in answer, then of course, last class I was talking about, you know, Buddha, you know, he did, you know, all this object doesn't give you satisfaction, you know. So happiness must come from inside.
Auntie say she got these things that can get out of samsara, these notes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like that. So last Sunday I was talking. You know, Buddha also, you know, even he have like live in the king palace, you know, princess, but he was not satisfied with that. You know. He don't see the happiness there. So he want deeper happiness. So that's why he learned how to meditate, you know, bring inner peace. You know, meditate, you know, this different concentration, this and that, you know. Really feel happy inside all the time like that. You know, then even that, you know, some kind of happy feeling, even that he sees the problem. And you know, after that, he cultivate neutral feeling, you know. Then he meditated on that. So, then even that, he was not satisfied. You know, still eating, aging, dead, rebirth is still there. Must be something deeper, you know, there. So, that's why he went to meditate. You know, deeper meditation, then he found the Pole Noble Truth, you know.
所以圣同课呢，天龙之跟我们讲到了，这个什么世间圆满住过众苦门，就是以佛陀为例子，这本是释迦牟尼佛为例子，他怎么跳出这个轮回啊，叫断这个执，这样佛陀看到呢，他所有一切外缘外境的，无论他们多少呢，都不能给他真，都不能给人呢真正的满足，就以佛陀本身为例，他住在皇宫里面呢，他有拥有世间最美好的一切，可是呢，他觉得这样的这样气世间的享乐呢，是不是真正的满足，不会带来真正的快乐，真正的满足。 所以呢，他寻找的是更深的、更深的一些东西，更深层的那种快乐，所以他就。 离开皇宫出去寻找，然后就学会这个坐禅。在学坐禅的时候，跟不同导师学，他就已经进入了甚深的禅定境界，他进入了四禅了，一禅二禅三禅，他已经进入了四禅八定的境界。所以呢，他内心呢进入禅定的时候，就升起了禅定的那个喜悦，那种愉悦。可是觉得诶，由禅定所引发的愉悦呢，这个还是有问题的，所以还不是最究竟的那种快乐。所以呢，他就进一步升起了的平等舍，就是不乐不苦的平等舍的那种觉受。可是升起这个平等舍的觉受之后呢，他还是觉得诶，这不是最究竟的，所以他还是不满足于这样的境界。因为呢，在就算你达到这个平等舍的境界呢，佛陀还是发现他还是没有断了老死，他还没有断掉那个生死的问题，还是没有解决掉，还是真的生死问题还没有参透，还没有解决掉。所以呢，他就进一步深入的去参，所以呢，他参悟了之后呢，他就发现了这个四圣地。
So like that, so here is fully understand, you know, realization of Four Noble Truth, you know, then after that, then, but even if he's enlightened, but he didn't give the teaching, you know, for a long period of time, like 49 days or something like that, so he didn't give teaching, you know. So he found such a profound teaching to the meditation, you know, but he didn't give the teaching, you know, for 49 days.
这个佛能的时候呢，发现都是四圣地了，觉悟的，他就已经觉悟，他就已经完完全全明白什么是四圣地了。这样过后呢，就是他已经觉悟，已经开悟，已经成佛了。可是呢，成佛过后的49天之内啊，他并没有给任何的教导，因为呢，他所发现的这个四圣地，这个圣地，他觉得是一个很深奥的，是深甚甚深的道理。所以他觉得很难很难说，所以他就没有教，他没有教法。
So then, I think that Buddha said like that. I don't know how to talk that. Searching Jodo Sutomachi. The profound, pre-dualistic, then clear light.Uncompounded. The world is like that, so that means emptiness, you know. So, this is what I found nectar of Dharma. But if I explain that, nobody will understand.Therefore, I remain silent in the jungle. You know.
所以佛过后呢，过后就说了，你过后应该有人问说，你去开悟了，你成佛了，你没说，那没有教这个佛理，这佛就解释了，我所发现的是甚深的无二无别的。离合合的明光，这法性甘露呢，如果我要说出来，世间是没有人能够理解的，所以呢，我只好静默，我只好在这森林里面静默着坐着。
So that's why it remains silent for you know long time like that. So because. Very difficult to understand of the selflessness, you know. What is really selflessness is difficult to understand. Because in that period of time, there are so many non-Buddhists who believe the self. So they can't believe selflessness. Even within the Buddhists, you know, they really don't understand selflessness, you know.
因为佛 所以佛在成佛过后的49天呢，他并没有讲经说法，因为他发现呢，他自己所证悟的甚深的空性这个道理呢，是很难让当时的人呢理解的、了解的。因为那时呢外道他们都相信有一个我的存在，所以很难跟他们解释，让他们明白什么叫无我。
So therefore, I mean, there's a lot of discussion, you know, about the self, you know. So therefore, even the non-Buddhists among those, you know, many of them also believe self, you know, or soul, or self, or, you know. So they believe, you know, something other than the body, five aggregate, you know, because it's impossible, you know, non-Buddhists, you know. So they believe self is something other than the five aggregate. There's such a self, permanent self is there, you know.
因为那时的外道对于这个我的讨论呢是非常的炽烈的，因为他们相信呢有一个我或者这个灵魂的存在，他们相信呢我们这个我呢是有别于我们这个肉身这个身体的，就除了我们这个肉身五蕴之外呢，有一个长存不变的我或者灵魂的存在。
Okay, something independent, you know, inherent existence, self is there. You know, something other than the body, self is there. Something never change, you know, go life to life, you know. So they believe like that.So, cannot be together with the body. Self cannot be together with the body because body have to change. You know, self cannot change. So they believe this independent self there, you know.
所以呢，那个外道呢，那时候流行的理论就相信呢，它有一个自我自信的存在。这自我自信的存在呢，就是有别于我们的肉身啊，它。这个是这个灵魂呢，或者他们叫做我，他从这一生呢过渡到另外一生，不断的投身，在每一生呢，他们就转换不同的身体、不同的肉体了。就是这一生过后，这个肉体就完了，没有用。这个我呢，这个我和这个灵魂呢，就过渡到下一生换一个肉体，而这个我呢是长存不变的。
So that what non-Buddhists believe, you know, but If you believe like that, you know, independent self, something other than the body, permanent, independent I, a true existing I, once you have believed this kind of thing, then is the basis is always there to develop attachment. You know, not possible to cut the attachment. You know.
所以这是外道相信的，因为他们相信的有一个长存不变、自主而有自主独立个性的这个我，或者是灵魂，从一生到另外一生。当你相信有这样的我、长存不变的我的话，他就让你啊，这个我会让你这样的观念呢，会让你产生一个贪着的念头。
So until you believe inherent self there, you know.When you believe inherent self that, then always whatever we do, just to make this self-cherishing strong, the self-cherishing stronger. If you have this kind of belief, inherent existence self there, then what matter we do, you know, the basis always there, because of that, you just, whatever action you do, just getting this self stronger, you know.
因为你相信有这个自信存在，这个我这个灵魂的存在，所以呢无论你做什么东西呢，它都会帮助增长这个我的执着，所以呢无论你做什么东西呢，你的造作是这个我执这种的观念呢，这种过度一生到一生的我呢的观念呢越来越强烈。
So this time, you know, So then, the Buddha said, selflessness. You know, there's no self. You know, selflessness.
所以呢，佛就说呢，其实这些都是空无我的。
So again, you have to understand when the Buddha says selflessness, what does that really mean? Again, same thing. There's not such a self, inherent existence self there. You know, self, empty of inherent existing self. There's not such a self exists by only from the own side. You know. Also, there's no self, something other than the aggregate, you know.
所以当佛说这空无我的时候呢，我们要明白，为什么佛陀讲这个我是空的？这我是空的，应该这个我是空无自性的。所以这个是空无自性的我，这个我呢，所谓的我们讲的这个我呢，它是没有独立自主或长存不变的自性。可是这个我呢的存在啊。 却是依于我们这个运证啊，这个五蕴而得来的，所以没有离运而有的这个我。So
like that. So selflessness, of course, in Buddhist tenets, there are so many different tenets within the Buddhists, you know, four different tenets. So they all have different, you know, different explanation. What does really selflessness, you know?
所以这个我呢，就算是这种讲这个无自性的我，在佛教里面，在内道里面啊，内道所谓的佛教徒，他们有不同的部派了。但不同部派呢，他们对这个无我都有不同的解释。Okay,
I think I stop here. So, if I hopefully, maybe.
今天我们就讲到这里。今天没有讲到功德本颂哦。Next
Sunday, I think we don't have class here.
Yep. 下个星期天我们休息一天，因为下个星期天是清明节法会，2点到4点，所以欢迎大家出席。Chinbing 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
早上是放生，早上几点啊？早上几点？ 9点还是10点？ 9 or 10 o'clock, animal liberation. 10. 早上10点是放生. 然后清明是法会是2点到4点. 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. is a Qingming Toma, is it? Qingming Toma. What is it? 100 Toma. 100 Toma. Qingming 100 Toma. 要参加的话是随缘乐捐，你可以上去我们四楼的办公室，然后把往生者的名字写在那边，然后投进一个小小的一个箱子里面，然后随缘乐捐你要捐多少钱都可以，有另外一个箱子给你捐，在四楼办公室，打广告。当然还有我们的卫塞节要来临了，请跟我们的师兄 Nelson 如果你要帮忙他售票的话，他们有六种，今年有六种。给你参加不同的法会，第一个法会是，那卫塞节的节目还没有出来，所以我不懂哪个法会先。卫塞节几号？26到29号，5月26号星期六下午开始。5月26号是星期六，27星期天，28星期一，29就是卫塞节当天，星期二，总共有4天。4天里面呢有6场不同的法会，有杜姆法会，有尊胜佛母法会，药师佛法会，文殊法会，杜姆已经讲了，财神法会，还有一个是。 长寿佛母，不是那个是尊胜佛母，不是长寿佛母，尊胜佛母，还有个是什么？刚才讲了，还有个哪一个？大威的金刚，火供，不同的法会有不同的作用了。那么大威的金刚是去除障碍的， 动物呢，这是去除迅速的去除事业还有学业的障碍。文殊是读书的，文殊心里是很聪明的，智慧第一的，所以是去除我们在读书啊，或者是这方面的东西了。读书不一定是小孩子读书了啊，像我们可以上佛法课也是读书嘛。还有财神法会当然是求财的了，这财不只是外面的钱财，也是佛法学习的那种法财。也包括在内。还有一个是什么尊胜佛母是求长寿的，去除我们寿命。人讲哎呀我不要活得这样长啊，这样长有什么，有些人可能会这样讲。可是如果你的命不够长的话，你不能学到很多的法。所以你的命太短的话，你进去下一生的话，你没有学到东西的话，也是问题会很多的。所以这个命也是很重要的。尊胜佛母还有一个是什么药师佛健康的。健康也是很重要，命很长不健康的话也是很麻烦，对吗？所以每个法会都有它特别的长处，所以欢迎大家跟梁森你要举手了，没有人懂你跟他买票，每张10元比上advertisement。
OK good。
OK, dedication. 32秒。回向。愿以此功德普及于一切我等与众生，皆共成佛道。愿此珍贵菩提心未生令其速生起，已生令其不退转，辗转在上恒滋长。34秒。原本文殊如宝了诸法，大行普贤菩萨亦如是，未能随从彼等清净学，我将此等善根皆回向，正如一切三世三世佛所赞种种回向中最甚，不行普贤行我亦如是，将此善根个个皆回向。谢谢大家，在我们后个星期见，后个星期同样的1:30。后个礼拜，后个星期天。